Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that. Hour three underway. Carmine Marino and Jillian and Randy Wynn coming up. Today we have two more games in the LDSs, Latter-day Saints. Actually, not LDS, LCSs. The Mets are trying to stay alive. They're down 3-1 against the Dodgers. That's going to start in about 3 hours. And then at 5 Pacific, the Guardians will turn out to go into a similar hole as they host the Yankees. Dodgers-Mets, Flaherty versus Peterson. Yankees-Guardians, Hill versus Williams. That game last night, and I predicted Cleveland would win, but it's one of the most thrilling sporting events you're ever going to see. Cleveland had a 3-1 lead and all the momentum entering the eighth. And Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton hit back-to-back home runs off Emmanuel Clase, who had given up two home runs and five earned runs all season. Judge had a two-run shot. It looked like a line drive to right, but it went out. And then Stanton's blast gave the lead. And the New York dugout was going nuts on both home runs. And then in the bottom of the ninth, with Cleveland trailing 5-3, because Yankees added another run in the top of the ninth, rookie Jenkesny Noel hit the first game-tying pitch-in home runs with two outs in the bottom of the ninth in the history of the playoffs. I did not know that. Two outs, bottom of the ninth, pinch-hit home run, first time ever. And then in the 10th, David Fry, no doubt about it, bat flip, walk backwards to first, sent everyone into a frenzy. I don't know if we can have a better game than that one, but that's the kind of game where I don't care who wins, and my jaw is open because that was an amazing game. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, deep-fried mozzarella stick apps, TuneIn, I said that. Oh, Twitch.tv, there you go. I'm Rick Tittle, Twitter's at Rick Tittle, come on back.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
This is JD Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at betus.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to worldwidesharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
I am so excited to be back on the Rick Tittle Show.
Thank you so much, Triumph the Insult Dog. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Carmine Marino from Pro Wagering, ProWagering.com, joins us right now, and he is the horse racing guy. But it's a little light with the ponies, so let's go ahead and go in the diamond. And let's start off with your Mets, backs against the wall. This is coming up here in less than 3 hours. Flaherty versus Peterson. Do the Mets stay alive, Carmine?
We can only pray. I mean, you know what? The way the Dodgers are smashing their pitching, it's pretty bad. I got to give the Dodgers credit; they really know how to they hammer that rock, boy. Let me tell you what, they really pounded the Mets three out of these four games, or two out of these three games, and they're going to make a three out of four tonight. Actually, it can end the series tonight. What am I talking about? So, I mean, and their pitching staff, I mean, to allow five runs in four games in their last six pitching outings, I mean. They're just killing it. The diet with four shutouts in six games. The Mets got two runs yesterday. Like it was a big deal. I mean, it's terrible.
Is this the type of thing as a Mets fan where you're like, wow, we thought we were done. The owner was saying, oh, we're only five games out of the wild card, and you stormed through and the great Alonso home run at Milwaukee and all you've been through. Do you say, wow, this was a successful season, or do you say, this sucks, what a waste?
I can't say it sucks, it's a waste, because the Dodgers were the better team. I mean, they're more suited to win this thing than the Mets are. But, you know, you look back at the 69 Magic, it seemed like the Magic was there. But, you know, Alonso's batting 133 in the playoffs right now. I mean, that's not exactly really big. I mean, they're not getting the hitting at all. I mean, their team batting average has been horrible. You know, Ohtani, on the other hand, got his first hit without a runner on base yesterday, two games ago. It's unbelievable. I mean, I don't think Ohtani is that guy that they're trying. I think Judge is as good as Ohtani. I think we're poised to see the 12th matchup between the Dodgers and the Yankees in the World Series.
All right. Well, let's take a look at the Guardians, because I did predict they would win, but what an absolutely thrilling game with chills and spills. And from the eighth inning on, it was just an amazing game. Cleveland does have that kind of magic at the Jake, or Progressive, whatever it is. Now it's Heel versus Williams. What do you think?
Williams is definitely not. The Yankees have a big edge tonight. If the Yankees win this game, they may not see Yankee Stadium. They may end this tomorrow. Honestly, the thing that has me scared is the way Stanton and Judge are starting to hit the rock a little bit. They're pounding it. You know, if Soto starts to get warmed up, this could be over city in the World Series every game between the way the Yankees and the Dodgers hit the ball. I think today is crucial for the Guardians. If they lose, it's over.
All right, let's go to the gridiron, and we got a lot of I sound like Trump there. The gridiron. I want to ask you about the Jets and the Steelers. Now, this is Sunday night football. This is in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is 4-2, but they're having Russell Wilson take all the first team snaps, which is a little bit weird. And then, of course, Devontae Adams is now back with Aaron. How do you see this one?
Well, it's a must win for the Jets. A loss here will crush their season. I think they'll win the game. The Steelers just don't have the offensive weapons. They have a good defense. I don't think Adams would make a difference in this particular game. It's only been together for a couple of days. But I do think the Jets win the game. I think the Jets are going to end up the season 11-6, and they'll make the playoffs. I mean, I laugh. People go, this is Super Bowl or bust. It may be a bust. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous to think the Jets are going to be a Super Bowl team. Some organizations have clouds over them, and the Jets seem to be that organization that just can't win to get it all done. But, I mean, Aaron Rodgers made a few throws the other night that were just splendid. The Hail Mary, which I couldn't believe McDermott only rushed two. But that one pass that he hit Williams between those two, he looked like a sniper the way he hit him. It was unbelievable. So I really think that the Jets will win the game. And if the Steelers change the mojo and they go to Wilson, I think it's crazy, especially because he's not how good could he be having been off all this time?
I want to ask you this, too, as a New Yorker. You got that fireman dude with the Jets who was complaining yesterday that he's being phased out, that they're actually losing home field advantage by not showing him on the screen. I just wonder what the narcissism is. This is the same guy who about 10 years ago completely gave up his Jets fandom. He officially said, I'll never be a fan anymore, and then he came back. This guy sounds like a giant pain in the ass, but do you guys love the fireman guy?
I think he's a giant pain in the ass. You and I are on the same page. Okay? Listen. I mean, really? Come on. Let's be honest. The guy's he's a fool. I mean, the whole thing's foolish. But, you know, the whole thing about the Jet Aura, though, I mean, you know, when you look, I never thought they should have fired Ryan. I mean, he did so much with so little. The Jets have not had the offensive weapons in the past. And then I got to worry about some clown. It's unbelievable. I'm looking for the Jets to make a run here and go 11-6. They lose this game, I think Woody's going to go nuts.
The AFC has been around for 50 years. They've never won it. I mean, when they went to the Super Bowl, it was the AFL. That's a long time, Carmine.
And you know what? It's funny. There's a guy, the most overrated quarterback in the history of the Hall of Fame. 175 touchdown passes, 220 interceptions. But that's the way I look at it. The Jets were great in Super Bowl III. They pulled off the amazing upset, and the Jets have been cursed ever since. So, you know, what can you say about that if you look back over the history? But if you look at the NFL this year, have you ever seen worse football being played? Several of these teams suck.
Well, I can tell you something. Yeah, we're going to get the early game in London, 1-5 Jags, 1-5 Patriots. Close your eyes. But there's one thing that makes me sick, and I know I'm in my 50s. Now, I didn't play in the NFL. I played Division II college football. I was a DB. Now, not only does no one wrap up, they try to either dive at your ankles or now they bump you. They run into you. And they just try to bump into you and hope you fall down. And whenever I see that, I yell at a cloud. I tell kids to get off my lawn, and I want to boycott football.
Can't argue with you. I mean, between that and the roughing the passer penalties, I don't know what's worse. I got to say, I give Rodgers a lot of credit. That wasn't roughing the passer. And I'm like, you're no kidding. My job is to sack the quarterback. You had the ball. I took you down. Penalty. Roughing the pass. I mean, come on. They should just put flags on the guys and play that way. But, you know, the game is not played the way it should be, in my opinion, a lot of ways, fundamentally. I mean, they're great athletes. I mean, you can't take that away from them. But, my God. I mean, how does Spencer Rattler get in the NFL? He sucked in college. He's in the NFL playing pro football. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Do you know he was before he transferred to South Carolina, he was the preseason Heisman favorite?
You know what? Again, you look at some of the talent that's in the NFL, and you wonder, really? Like, I look at the players that got drafted first in the first round that are starting. I mean, if you think the Broncos look really, if you think Bo Nix is a star right now, they're out of their mind. I mean, they play. It looked like the Denver Broncos were playing against a high school senior team, varsity team. I mean, that game last night was a disgrace to the NFL. It was horrible. And then it's every week we're getting games like the Cowboys last week. And I got to tell you, Jerry Jones, without question, he needs to be. They got to do the Jerry Jones what they did to Steinbrenner. They got to suspend him for 5 years and let them build up the organization. If you remember, Steinbrenner got suspended, yeah. And Gene Michael built up the farm system, and you had that 15-year run of the Yankee dominance. I mean, since when does the owner of a team handle a press conference, not the head coach and not the players? I mean, look how bad this football is. Dallas sucks.
It's bad. We got to run just as you're getting hot. Carmine, thanks for your time. Pro Wagering, have a great weekend.
Take care.
All right, and Jillian on the other side. Get on back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You know, exactly. Over time, you know, the more and more you do something, practice the better you get at it. Just like, you know, you didn't become this excellent at radio overnight. You know, you know exactly when to say we got 1 minute left.
Right.
You know, because I'm so good looking. Yeah, right?
Practice makes perfect.
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Earlier in the show, we were quite happy to bring back Joanne Worley, and that's because she's part of the Thalians comedy fundraiser, Funny for Money. It's going to be at the El Portal Theater in North Hollywood, down on Lancashire. It's going to be this Thursday, October 27th at 7 p.m. Also appearing is our next guest, the great Ann Jillian is with us. Ann, you know, when I look back as you starting off as a child star, a lot of time child stars go off the rails, as we know. Did you have like a great parental support system? Why were you, how could you stay on the straight and narrow through all that?
Well, you have it right. I had a great parental support system. I also had my faith, which, of course, was a part of their support system. They introduced me to my relationship with the good Lord up above, and that has never failed me in my entire life. And I'm 74 now, so it's been quite a long time, and I am very thankful for them for doing that. The industry was particularly challenging for a lot of people, especially when they didn't have a good foundation. And a good foundation is good in anything that you do. So here I am.
You go on Leave It to Beaver. To me, that would be it. That would be the peak. Were you the most famous kid in your school after that?
Actually, Leave It to Beaver?
Yeah.
Well, they knew, yes, they were all excited, the fact that I was on Leave It to Beaver. I was also on My Three Sons. I did Hazel. I was a semi-regular on Hazel twice, once when I was a little girl and once with the Don DeFore family, and then once during the summer, I was a semi-regular as Don DeFore's brother's secretary, teenage secretary in his real estate office. So, yeah, I did a lot of stuff when I was a kid. Also, Babes in Toyland and Gypsy. I played Dainty June in Gypsy opposite Natalie Wood, and in Babes in Toyland, Annette and Tommy Sands and Ed Wynn and so many characters in Babes in Toyland. I was little Bo Peep.
You won a Golden Globe for playing Ann Jillian in the Ann Jillian Story. What's it like doing yourself in a movie about you? I mean, that's got to pull in so many different ways and be emotionally draining, I would think.
It was pretty cathartic because it was a movie about my experience with breast cancer. And I approached my experience once again with a lot of faith, and so consequently it was a little different than I had read or seen some other or heard about other experiences, and every experience is different and every experience is valid, but for me once again faith came very much into it, and the love and support of my husband and friends and family, and my mother had breast cancer, but interestingly enough, hers was not an organic thing. Hers came as a result of, I guess at the time when she was young, she this new thing of taking a pill for weight loss, and then also getting hormonal therapy because she had reached the menopausal age. That made her have, I believe in retrospect, develop the breast cancer. However, for me, it really wasn't from her. It just happened, a condition of life, and I didn't get mad at anybody, but I did get mad at the cancer. So there were a number of things that I had to deal with. That was, of course, the loss of something very, very intimate for a woman, and they perform a beautiful biological function, and they're a source of pleasure. But you don't need them to live, and that's what I based my feelings about. And I wanted other women to know that early detection is still your very best protection, still to this day. And this was back in 1985, and I had spoken to women like Shirley Temple Black, who also had, and Betty Ford, who was a mentor of mine. Of course, my mother was my first. And I believe Happy Rockefeller also. And I found out later on that Rosalind Russell, who was very quiet about hers because she was in the industry, and of course the industry is it's an illusion, and the illusion is one of perfection, and so you don't want to give that up. But I felt that there were a lot of women out there that needed, and families, because families feel helpless, needed to have some help in that direction. And after, not that I grew up as an expert, but my experience made me an expert in my own experience, and if they could learn something that would help them through my experience, then I felt that it was worthy of being talked about. And so I didn't do a book, my husband did, but I did the movie, and it did turn out to be quite helpful, number one, for so many women. I have files of women's names who wrote, and their families who wrote and said that had they not gone to get their early detection, which I underline even today, that they would not have known. And not, it's early detection and swift medical action. By the way, I wanted to tell you something. You had mentioned in opening about the Thalians event. You were absolutely correct, at the historic El Portal Theater in North Hollywood. Their number is 818-508-0281 for tickets on the 24th, October the 24th, Thursday. And it starts at 7, the doors open at 7 p.m., but the actual performance starts at 8 o'clock in the festivities. Money for money, and we're going to have a lot of people there for that. So anyway, I'm sorry, I had to tell, I before I forgot about the 24th, I had to tell you it's October the 24th.
Great. We only have about a minute left, so I don't want to cut you off, but I always hear Dana Carvey stories about when he worked with Mickey Rooney, about how he carried a 38 and carried a big wad of cash and would say all this crazy stuff. And I know you did Sugar Babies with Mickey and Ann Miller. Was Mickey a real character like that?
Oh, yeah, he was great. You could walk around 24/7 with him, and he always had something going in his head, some new project that he was going to do. And I don't doubt at all that he carried a 38. You know, God bless him. God bless his soul. He was wonderful. He was a really wonderful man. My husband and I loved him, and it was great. So, yes, please come and see and join this festivities for the Thalians. They've been so active in mental health for our men and women of the military for so long. They were established in 1955 by Jane Mansfield, Mamie Van Doren, and Hugh O'Brien. And I understand Natalie Wood, whom I worked with in Gypsy, was also present at the gathering for that evening when they decided that they were going to start a show business group that would be helping, and a charity that would be helping mental health. And it's been doing that for, well, they're going to be celebrating their 70th upcoming 70th anniversary with this event that's coming up. So that's fantastic. And then of course, Debbie Reynolds and our dear Ruta, who I call my Lithuanian sister, because I'm Lithuanian. By the way, my father was a Lithuanian Air Force captain. And so I have a great deal of respect and love, and I understand the challenges that the families and the men and women coming home from war and battle go through. So
yeah,
this is a very fine, wonderful establishment, and please come. Jen Kober, who headed up her own show at Las Vegas, and at the Cirque du Soleil, will be heading up the entertainment.
That's good. You know, we got to run. I don't want to cut you off, but the you can go to the website elportaltheater.com for Funny for Money. This is Thursday, October 24th at 7 p.m. And Jillian, our guest, will be there. Ann, thank you so much for coming by.
No, thank you. Thank you all for what you do. I love you, and I respect you, and God bless you.
All right.
And God bless America.
You Take too. Care. Love you too. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know, to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who else checks?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Can't stay at home, can't stay at school. Old folks say you're pulling a fool. Stay on the streets, I'm the girl next door. I'm the fox I'm waiting for. Hello, daddy. Hello, mom. I'm your Jerry Bob. Hello, world. I'm your royal girl. I'm your Jerry Bob.
Rick Tittle is a majestic stallion.
Ah, there's some doubt in your voice. Thank you for that. Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Major League Baseball veteran outfielder Randy Wynn, and he's here to talk about what went down last night with his foundation, the Medea Charitable Foundation. Randy, welcome to the show. I went last year to the first one. With that little bar by the ballpark, now you go to the Chase Center. I mean, what's next? Carnegie Hall? You keep going up.
Well, yes. The plan is to continue to change, to evolve, to go to different spots. And you're right. Year one, I am not an event planner by trade. I don't think I'm actually really good at it. But we had kind of a smaller venue. And my team and I was just myself and another woman that works with me on the charity. You know, it was just us putting it on, and so that was us dipping our little toe in the waters of event planning, and we had a successful event, and we said, all right, what can we do different? What can we do to create some buzz? And fortunately for us, Chase Center, which is just a beautiful building, was available, and so we decided to go for it.
Last year when I told you I played football for St. Mary's, you grabbed me, you threw me in about six Clara guys, and you went, St. Mary's guy, were you hoping they were going to beat me up?
Wait, we're on the air here. I can't say what my intent was. You might hold that against me or use it against me. But, yeah, I mean, you know just generally how us Broncos feel about Gales, and you know, some of my former teammates were there, some baseball guys, and so I just had to let them know we had a gale in the house.
You know, what's funny is that my dad went to Santa Clara, and I grew up going to all those camps at Toso Pavilion and playing for Carol Williams and Dick Davey and doing all that stuff. And I mean, you did that for real. And Steve Nash was your guy, your roommate, your buddy. And you know, who knew you guys would get such fame? But you guys are still real close. He was there last night, huh?
Yeah, actually, really funny story. I went to those camps as well at Santa Clara, wow, not thinking that I'd be playing at Toso Pavilion. I just remember coming home after a week's worth of defensive drills with Dick Davey and going, I will never go to this school. I am so sore. But they were a lot of fun, and a lot of the kids that I grew up with in this area and the Bay Area as a whole, in fact, you know, spent a lot of time at those camps. But, yeah, having a chance to go to Santa Clara, having a chance to play basketball, having an outstanding teammate like Steve was a lot of fun, and we are still close. And you know, when I asked, his answer was absolutely yes, I will come, I'll attend. You know, I think like me, big believer in the benefits of youth sports, so the ask is real easy when he knows where the money is going and what we're raising money for. Always great to have him in the same space. We don't get to spend as much time as we used to back in the good old days when it was just trying to go to class and practice and hanging out on our couches. But it was fun to see him, and I think he had a really good time, and I think the table that he sat with had a good time as well.
All right, one more Santa Clara thing. I remember my dad picked me up from camp. It was 1979. He goes, "How was camp?" And I said, "You know what? We would walk down the Alameda. There was this place called Togo's, and they had this hot pastrami number 9. That's all I could think of. I had never seen anything like that before.
Togo's is phenomenal. I was a number 30 guy. Mm. We actually used to go there before baseball games. That was one of our kind of pregame traditions.
My dad played football for Bronco Smoke Shop, which was a semi-pro team. And then Buck Shaw said, "Come out for the team." And then they dropped football. So when I called my dad, whenever it was 2013, I said, "Santa Clara dropped football." And he had a one-word answer. He just screamed, "Again?"
Yeah, I was fortunate. My freshman year, we had football. And, you know, it wasn't, you know, the big D1 program, but it was a real fun thing to do on Friday nights. Luckily for us, when they got rid of football, I mean, for all the guys and, you know, the guys that had to transfer because they wanted to continue that dream and continue playing, but we had some really good soccer teams. And, you know, our women's program was phenomenal and is phenomenal. One of the national champs, actually a couple of national champs, were in the house last night. Danielle Slayton, who did not participate, but she was there supporting. She's one of the founders for Bay FC, went to Santa Clara. Leslie Osborne did participate. She is also co-founder of Bay FC. Both of them played at Santa Clara. So for us, we got lucky to have a high-level, nationally ranked program that on Fridays, even though that we didn't have football, we could go watch some soccer.
Well, you remember the end of Bend It Like Beckham, right?
I can't say that I've seen that movie.
Oh, my gosh. At the end of Bend It Like Beckham, she opens up this box, and it's a sweater, and it says Santa Clara. And she goes, "This is one of the top universities."
Well, I mean, obviously, they couldn't have put St. Mary's in there.
Well, you got to watch it now. I can't believe you don't know that.
You know, that actually does sound vaguely familiar, but I honestly, I've not seen it.
All right. Couple more questions for Randy Wynn. So let's talk about the charity, what you do to help with the celebrity auction, and where the money goes, Randy.
Yeah, so our mission statement is we support organizations that help kids with athletic, educational, community, and social initiatives. Our biggest thing that we support is youth sports. And now we don't really support AAU programs or travel ball programs or programs that are trying to make or create the next Steve Nash or Steve Bono or J.J. Stokes or Greg Vaughn or Dave Stewart or any of the phenomenal athletes that we had. It's more grassroots programs, and I call it sports for the reasons that I started playing sports. Sports that teach you valuable pillars, valuable lessons, hard work, self-esteem, self-confidence, setting goals, getting along with other people that don't look like you or don't speak the same language, and then most importantly, getting off the couch and just getting out and having some good old-fashioned exercise. So that's the type of programs that we support. It's been a fun ride, and you know, like I said, the ask is easy to a lot of the former athletes because you know they realize the benefit of sports, not just for becoming a professional, but all of the other things that they've learned and the skills that they take with them beyond, you know, the professional playing field, they realize the importance of that.
You know, you mentioned one of my favorite people, and I used to work with him, J.J. Stokes. And last year, I think I just hung out with him the whole time, and we just laughed.
You did.
Yeah, and you just think about where he was, a first-round pick, and the Niners moved up in the draft, and All-American at UCLA. He is the most normal, friendly, nice guy, and he's a 925 guy like you now, right?
Yes, yes, he is. He is my neighbor, and I think this is that you hit on a really cool point. So, like the reason that I do our event the way that I do it, and allowing the people that come and support and buy tables a chance to sit down with athletes. I mean, I know there's some fandom there, or you know, I was at the game with JT, you know, and you picked up Darren Baker. I know there's some of that. Mm-hmm. Then I think what everybody walks away with, and this is what you said, is, man, JJ's just a regular dude, right? He's fun. He's funny. He's got a wife. He's got a couple kids, right? He's worried, like, where's my daughter going to go to college, right? You walk away with it going, gosh, these guys are just like me. Yeah, they got to play on TV for 10, 15, 20 years, or Steve Nash is in the Hall of Fame. But, man, like, you sit down with them and you realize that you're a lot closer than you would ever imagine.
All right. I have two more questions for you. First, and you know, you're a Contra Costa guy like me, and even though you played for the Gyros, I'm sure you went to the Coliseum a few times. What are your thoughts about Sacto and Vegas and the Oakland fans? And I'm sure you took Bart to your fair share of games. What do you think about all that?
Well, I don't like it. I'm a Bay Area guy. And even though I am a Giant, I consider myself a Giant. I played for the Giants. When I was a kid and I was imitating my idols with my brother in front of our house playing strikeout, we were going to the Coliseum. And you mentioned it. When you're in the East Bay and you're in middle school and you got a summer day and, you know, you get somebody's mom or dad to drop a group of you off at Bart, and I'm going to age myself a little bit, but, you know, we got $20 and that was Bart both ways. Bleacher seat, hot dog, Coke, and a nachos. Right, that was a beautiful summer day. So, I've been to more games at the Coliseum as a fan than any other place. I necessarily wasn't an A's fan. I wasn't a Giants fan growing up, but I was a baseball fan. I can remember a game my brother and I took Bart over to watch Ken Griffey Jr. play when he was 20 years old. You know, I went to tons of games with my father, and I think it's a shame. I think the Bay Area, as a region, deserves two teams. I think as a region, they can support two teams. Growing up in elementary school, middle school, we had A's fans, we had Giants fans, just like we had Niners fans and Raiders fans. I won't jump into the Raiders part of it, but
yeah.
similar feelings. It's going to be sad to see them go because they've just meant so much to this community and to this area and have been, you know, I know people are going to argue maybe about the money that they spent or who they have and haven't signed, but they have been a really good franchise for this area for a really long time. You go back to the 70s, you go back to Dave Stewart's teams, Ricky Henderson, like you can name off the rookies of the year, the phenomenal players that they've had over the course of their time here in Oakland. And I think it's a shame. I think the area deserves and should have two baseball teams.
All right, well said. Last question. Let's talk about your Giants. Buster Posey is now the guy, and he has to find a GM. We will have Bob Melvin coming back. But, you know, Buster is a guy that, you know, every time I talked to him in the media, he was very down to earth. He's not a guy who's going to do a song and dance for you. He's not, you know, Mr. Personality, but maybe the Giants need something like that. Do you think Buster is... I mean, I doubt you're going to trash him, but I mean, he's coming in. He's got the whole thing, and your thoughts about what that regime is going to look like?
Yeah, I think I'm as I'm as curious, as interested as everybody else here in the Bay Area to see who he brings in. I think Buster is a guy that he is just how he presents himself in the media. I'm not saying that everybody is or isn't, but I can speak for Buster and say the guy that you interviewed, the guy that we've all seen on TV, the guy that I've come across, shared a locker with him for a very short period, you know, the guy who's been around this franchise and meant so much to the city, he is very down to earth. he's very smart. He knows what he knows. He knows that he doesn't know everything. And I think he doesn't necessarily want to recreate the 2010, 12, and 14 teams or that time frame, but I think that he wants to recreate the aura and the mystique around the San Francisco Giants. I think if you look across history, baseball history, you know, whatever decade, the Giants have been a part of that, whether that was their teams, whether that was their players, Barry Bonds, Tim Lincecum, Willie Mays, Orlando Cepeda. You know, you can look at any point in time and great baseball moments, great baseball players, San Francisco Giants were represented. And I think he wants to return the franchise to that.
All right. Very well. Everyone should check out more and see how you can contribute to the Media Charitable Foundation. Go to MEDEACF.org. It's MEDEACF.org. We're speaking with Randy Wynn. Randy, always great having you on, buddy. And let's do it again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You think this is a humorous occasion? You are mistaken.
Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. You know, we are now into fall. Pretty soon, we're going to have to go back to standard time. Ew. Who invented that? But that means it's a great time to plan a fabulous family vacation. For right now, winter or spring, visit CancunEscapes.com/radio. To book an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children under 13 at the Ocean Spa Hotel for only $699. This includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So don't take any chances. Get ahead of the game and visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book your family vacation for only $699. Plan your escape to Cancun now. But, this is a big but, I have one here for free. What? I have one here for free. What? Email me, Rick@sportsbyline.com. Tell me why you need it and you deserve it. Rick@sportsbyline.com, and I'll give you one of these, a voucher, for free. All right. Have a good weekend. We'll be back Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific time.
We don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.